You certainly have grown.
Forgive me, but you'll have to refresh my memory, Mrs. Teague. I wasn't aware that we'd met before.
No, please, Lex, call me Genevieve. You've served on numerous committees with your father and your late mother. I used to see you with them often. A bored young boy at the opera, always getting into trouble.
Some of my finer moments, I'm sure. Can I get you something, Genevieve? I assure you, my tastes have matured.
I'm sure you've developed a taste for quite a lot of things, Lex. I understand you have a relationship with Lana Lang.
Care to tell me where this is going?
My son is young. Lex, young and headstrong, like that boy at the opera. He can't always see what's best for him.
And you can.
With the wisdom of age, yes, I can. And what I see is that he's throwing his future away, as is your friend. Surely you know they're in a relationship that will never work.
I don't usually involve myself in other people's affairs of the heart, Genevieve.
You did intervene at the high school.
That was a civic matter. Look, I'm not a family therapist, but I would suggest that you talk to your son.
Oh, I've tried, Lex. But as is often the way with young men, they don't listen particularly to their mothers. I was hoping I could persuade you to help me.
As I said, I don't interfere in
other... In other people's affairs of the heart, I know. Perhaps you should look at the bigger picture, Lex. Helping me could work to your advantage. I recently came across some information about how your father managed to overturn his conviction and get out of prison. Information you might find very interesting.